And now, from the gleaming spires of Chicago, broadcasting to Niflheim, Svartalfheim, Olympus, throughout the nine worlds and beyond, the only Thor podcast hosted by a true descendant of Odin. You are tuned to the immortal sounds of Radio Free Asgard.
And hello, everybody, and welcome to Radio Free Asgard, episode number 182. And we're coming at you from beautiful Chicago, Illinois. My name is Tom Harris, and I'm your host. And we are here continuing on with our run of Thor, God of Thunder. Just a few more issues. I think just three more issues now, and we will be at the end of the series. And, of course, we have here the penultimate chapter of The Last Days of Midgard, though it really is kind of the ultimate chapter because next issue is the epilogue. So, yeah, they decided to have a whole issue for the epilogue. So I suppose that works. So, of course, big news on the Marvel movie front this past week, and that is that Spider-Man is coming to the Marvel Cinematic Universe. Notice I didn't say coming back to the Marvel Cinematic Universe because he really has never been part of it. So this is going to be interesting. I can only speculate here that the reason they're bringing Spider-Man in is to put him in the Civil War project. And that would make sense because Spider-Man being an important character in that story, it would make sense to have him there. And I think it's a, you know, I think it's a good thing. I think it's great to have the possibility of Spider-Man and his family of characters, the various villains and so forth, you know, being able to overlap with the Marvel Cinematic Universe. I think that only makes sense. Now, it is interesting, you know, you could kind of make the property a success without doing that. If it weren't for stuff like Civil War, you could actually have, you know, a little pocket universe of just the Spider-Man stuff. That's kind of what their regular solo series are all about anyway, isn't it? I mean, even though you have guest stars appearing in each other's books, you know, like the X-Men thing, they're kind of off doing their own thing. And if they have a guest star, it's kind of incidental. And so, I mean, that's kind of been the case in comics for a long time now. But I view this as a good step. I like to see this kind of cooperation continue. Maybe, you know, we'll get a decent FF movie at some point. Maybe, you know, maybe the X-Men movies will get good again. I don't know. I mean, maybe they'll do, you know, have more crossover, not only as far as the characters, but the talent as well. You know, maybe a little more coordination of storylines and, you know, bring these properties back to being exciting again. I find it so hard to get excited about superhero movies nowadays. And even though some of them have been decent, like, you know, Guardians of the Galaxy, I didn't think it was as good as a lot of people did. But I liked it. I enjoyed the movie, you know. So, you know, I guess we'll see. And I guess I'm cautiously optimistic as always. All right. So we do have an issue of Thor, God of Thunder to cover. So let's just go cracking along and go to our review.
Cross the rainbow bridge of Asgard, where the booming heavens roar. You'll behold in breathless wonder the God of Thunder, mighty Thor.
Indeed. And this week we are looking at Thor, God of Thunder, number 23. Has a cover date of August of 2014, retailed for $3.99. Cover art is by Augustin Alessio, or Alessio, I'm not really sure how you pronounce that, and shows Thor hammering on the Minotaur, and in the background we have kind of the head of Galactus kind of appearing in the clouds behind him, I guess you could say. What's interesting is that they appear to be fighting in Asgard, but or in some other sort of Asgardian realm, though I don't think that actually happens in the book again. So anyway, so it's a pretty good cover. It's rather Frazetta-y. And I like how the cover artist makes the Minotaur not look like a bull, kind of like how Esad Ribic is not making him really look like a bull inside. So interesting. Open up to the front page, and we have a ad for The Amazing Spider-Man 2 on DVD. And we also have, of course, our little roster here of who's in the issue. And we start out with Old Galactus. In the far future, Galactus has come to finally feed on the barren remains of Earth, with only King Thor to stop him. After punching the foolish god through the moon and into deep space, the Devourer found himself faced with the Girls of Thunder, King Thor's granddaughters, Frigg, Elisiv, and Atli. Wounded Galactus and even managed to blow his jaw off, but it may not have been enough. With one last gasp, Galactus managed to activate his planet-eating machinery, dooming the Earth, an act which would put a smile on the face of Dario Agger, the Minotaur. As CEO of Roxxon Energy Corp., Dario has seemingly been one step ahead of Thor at every turn in his attempt to squeeze the Earth dry for his own profit. He's a Ferengi. After suing Thor into oblivion and destroying the Thunder God's adopted hometown of Broxton, Oklahoma, Dario proved that no depth was too low by revealing that he had hired Ulic and his troll brethren to work for Roxxon. It was then that Dario transformed into the Minotaur so that he could really turn the screws on Thor. Banned from the town he loved, and having never faced a foe like Roxxon, Thor still seemed to be confident that he could defeat Dario. It was only after he revealed that he would do anything to keep Broxton safe that he was attacked by trolls and finally saw how dire things were, a fact which he would have already known had he spoken to Roz Solomon. Part of S.H.I.E.L.D.'s environmental action team, Agent Solomon was last seen fighting a losing battle against the very same trolls that now have Thor. Things look pretty grim, but they could always be worse. Just ask King Thor. Knowing that he could never defeat Galactus on his own, King Thor was last seen diving headfirst into a black hole to obtain All Black, the Necro Sword, the corrupting and powerful weapon of Gore the God Butcher. With King Thor willing to use such an evil weapon, these could really be the last days of Midgard, part 5 of 5, Blood of the Earth. And of course we have the credits. Jason Aaron was the writer. Isad Rebic is the artist. Ives Svortsina is the color artist. VC's Joe Sabino was the letterer. Augustine Alessio was the cover artist, as we already said. John Moisson is the assistant editor. Will Moss is the editor. Axel Alonso is the editor-in-chief. Joe Castada is the chief creative officer. Dan Buckley is the publisher. And Alan Fine is the executive producer. By the way, when you see AR, you open up your Marvel AR app and then it'll give you bonus content, but we don't do that. One of these days, maybe I'll have a device that I can actually do that with. So we open up in the far future, and we have the three Girls of Thunder, and they're trying to, I guess, wake up the goats or bring them back to life or whatever. And Frigg is like, Tooth Gnasher, get up out of the seas, Arthur, Thor's goats.
That bastard killed the goats.
Galactus can't be stopped. He's a force of nature. It's like trying to wrestle the sun.
We are goddesses of Asgard. The sun should be so lucky. Stand with me now, sisters. If we die here today, it is not for this chunk of rock once known as Midgard. We die for the Allfather. We die for Thor.
Aye, for our grandfather. For Thor.
To hell with it. For blood and guts and glory.
And also for Thor.
And then they are interrupted by a giant thoom as a giant foot comes down next to them and smashes the ground and sends them flying. And, of course, it is Galactus.
Did I hear you say you children are ready to die? So be it. And may this blasted Earth at last go with you.
And, you know, Galactus is looming above them, and his fists are smoking, and his head is smoking, and you can see his face is all busted up, and there's this kind of smoke billowing out from where his jaw used to be, which is kind of weird that he's still able to talk. And there's a crud-a-doom comes from above, some sound of thunder, and Galactus looks up, and he's like,
Mother of Stars. How many times must you kill these damned Asgardians?
And the three girls look up and says,
Grandfather, he's back.
Wait, isn't he?
Holy hell, is that?
Oh no, Grandfather, what have you done?
And we see Thor coming back into Earth's atmosphere, and he's all covered in the black gook that's, the God Butcher's weapon is covered in. And almost a full page spread here of Thor hurling down towards Galactus. And we have some captions here. Behold, All Black, the All Father, the God of Butchers, the Necro Thor, Eater of World Eaters. And he plows into Galactus, like right in the belly, and bursts through him. And, the boom! And Galactus is like, grrrr! And we then shift scenes to present day Broxton, Oklahoma, where we have Thor fighting Ulic, and Thor is being held by a troll, and he's being kind of smacked in the belly by Ulic or one of the other trolls. I'm not sure. I guess it's Ulic. Thor's like, "Trolls invading Midgard. You all rot in Nastrond prison for this. Those of you who I allow to survive this day." "A troll's home is wherever he carves it, Asgardian. Such has always been the way." And we can see now that this is Ulic because he's got those thumper bumpers on his hands. "Tell me, do they have snake spit grog in Oklahoma? And is it as sweet as your mother's?" "Ulic, you dare show your wretched face here again, villain?" "Aye, God of Thunder." And another blow to Thor's face with a krung. "Ulic dares." And suddenly there's a voice from behind. "All right, stand aside. You animals have had your fun." And it is, of course, the Minotaur. And he's like, "Time to get down to business." And the Minotaur decides he's going to smack Thor around a bit. Comes and smashes Thor with a hook and knocks him down. There's a big explosion. Boom, vroom. Lots of fire and stuff. And the trolls are just kind of looking on while the Minotaur is fighting Thor. He's like, "Go, earn your pay. Pillage and destroy. Murder at will. Burn everything to the ground." And Ulic's like, "In other words, brothers, go be trolls." And I guess the trolls go off to destroy everything. And Thor's laying on the ground. He's looking up at the Minotaur. And he's like, "You, Agur, you're a monster." "Is that what I am?" "You hired trolls. Murdered your own lawyers. Then you transformed yourself into this beast. A beast with the strength of the Hulk. That means..." "Yes? What exactly does that mean, O mighty God of Thunder?" And we see you see something shooting up from the ground with a boot. And flying up towards one of the flying factories. Smashes into it, the crash. And we see the Minotaur just kind of laying there with like shards of glass or metal sticking out of his body. One of his horns got broken. And Thor's like, "It means I can finally do that." So obviously Thor was playing possum. His hammer comes back to him and we see Ulic getting ready to fight. He's like, "You should have let the man bull slay you, Thunder God. Would have been an easier death than what you'll get from the King of Trolls." "You call yourself a king. You have led your people to their ruin here today, Ulic."
"We shall see about that."
And Ulic takes a swipe at him, and Thor manages to dodge that pretty easily. And then Thor strikes back with Mjolnir, smacking Ulic in the gut with a batung with Mjolnir.
"I hear the whispers from all along the world tree. War is coming to the Nine Realms. And what happens here today, Thunder God, is but the first taste of what it will bring. Believe me, Thor, you and your beloved Midgard are better off dying now."
And we shift scenes back to the far future and the Necro Thor, and the old man is confronting Galactus, who's really smoking now. I mean, he's got the smoke just pouring off him, and he's obviously a real wreck. And we have King Thor, old man Thor, is all his word balloons are in black, so I feel like I need to like do a Sandman voice or something. I'll just do his normal voice.
"You had your chance to listen to reason, Galactus. Now I have no more reason left."
"This weapon you wield, I know this weapon. It is the same black blade that carved the first dawn from the stone of the endless night.
This blade will take a price from you, Thunder God. You would trade your very soul for this dead chunk of rock? This dead chunk of rock is my soul, says King Thor. And he's just wailing on Galactus here. And you should have found something else to eat. And he's attacking with a big crack of boom and the big explosion, little bits of Galactus flying off. And we then shift scenes and we're back on Earth in the present day. And we have the trolls attacking the townspeople. At this point, they're kind of picking people up and terrorizing them and kind of herding them into little groups. And the trolls are like, you know, I'm starting to see why Ulik likes this Oklahoma place. And the guy's like, argh. The humans here are so nice and plump. I bet they taste like beer and warm butter. I might even eat mine raw. And one of the townspeople kind of spits on the one of the trolls in the face. And he's like, you're the ones who've been opening those damn sinkholes, aren't you? Well, then you can all just go to hell. Or better yet, Nebraska. And the troll is like licking the spit off his face.
Is this how they defend themselves in Oklahoma? With bodily fluids? I bet it doesn't even burn, or...
And he's interrupted by a big blam because he's being shot. We see behind a rock, we have Roz Solomon, and she's got a big old gun, and she's blam, 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 and is shooting lots and lots of times. And she's like trying to talk to Coulson.
Coulson, come in!
Roz, you've been radio silent for hours. What the hell's happening? Who's firing? Roz?
And she's definitely got the troll's attention, let us say.
Coulson, I've killed 13 trolls since we last spoke. I never killed anything before today. I don't even like to step on spiders.
Shield is on its way. And don't worry, we have people who get paid to step on spiders. Just stay out of sight until we get there, okay? Remember, you're an environmentalist, not Nick Fury. Roz?
And there's a blam, and she says, 14. And we see Thor, and he's still fighting against Ulik, and he smashes Ulik in the face with a crunk, and Ulik falls back. And then we see the Minotaurs back in the battle. He kind of falls with a thoom, and he's charging at Thor with a grog. He kind of hits Thor from behind.
I'm glad to hear that hurts, God of Thunder, but just know, I don't plan on killing you yet. I want you to be around to see everything that happens next. To see the new age of Roxxon. Do you know what will be left once I'm done having my way with this planet? And he's goring Thor with his horns, and Thor's like, arg! Once I have burned off every resource and made every penny there is to be made here, nothing, nothing will be left. Nothing but you.
And we shift back to the future, and we have Necrothor, and he's still attacking Galactus. Galactus is down. He's on the ground. He's just steaming and smoke, and yeah, it doesn't look like he's along for this world.
I will not yield to you, Thunder God. Never. Not in a billion eons. You will have to kill me. And by killing one of the primal forces of cosmic nature... Know that you doom not just this worthless dead rock you so adore, but all of creation as well. Do to me what you wish, Thor the Destroyer.
And we get a close-up of Thor, old man Thor's face, and he's all kind of, he's got the blunked out black eyes and stuff like the, Gord the God Butcher had, and he's got the ooze kind of spilling off in the way Gord did.
No, Grandfather, stop! This isn't you!
Don't give in to the weapons, says Frigg. Remember who you are.
I think you look badass in black. Kill him.
No.
You came to feast, Galactus, and I would not see you leave still hungry. So open wide.
And we see this giant purple blast coming out of the Necrosword, a giant boom, and is really, really, really smashing Galactus's head. And you see this kind of black blood or whatever kind of coming out. Or it could be the black ooze that's in the Necrosword. And we shift back to the present day where Ulik is wanting to hammer on Thor some more.
You may not want to kill him, Minotaur, but I want to break his pretty face. Smile big for me, Thunder God.
Thor starts whipping Mjolnir around and smashes both the Minotaur and Ulic right in the face and knocks them both out, or knocks them both down anyway. And Thor stands up. He's like, "The Troll King and the Lord of Roxxon. If you two are that desperate to be bedfellows, so be it. You may burn together." And somebody's like, "Burn?" Thor takes off and there's this giant fiery explosion. And we shift back to the future again, as we obviously we're shifting back and forth pretty quickly at this point. And we see Galactus is also burning and he's, you know, going, and Thor's like,
"You spoke true, devourer of worlds. I am Thor the Destroyer. I am the Thor who reaps, the Thor who lays waste. I was the Thor who destroyed the earth, who stood by and allowed it to fall. Now I am the Thor who will guard this rock until the very last star explodes, until the spaceways are dead and silent, and the heavens are filled with fire."
And we're kind of shifting back and forth this whole time, so it's kind of hard to describe, but we have, you know, old man Thor's still wailing on Galactus. We have, you know, young Thor, he's you know, kind of smacking on the Minotaur and on Ulic. And we see Thor destroys one of the Roxxon gas stations or whatever. And there's a big explosion, big foom. And again, we're back in, you know, old man Thor. And he's going, "Rarrg!" And so Galactus is kind of just laying there, not saying anything now. So who knows what's going on with him. And we're back in the present again. And the townsfolk was like, "There's too many of them. They're everywhere. Run," says Roz. "Run and don't look back." And the trolls are still kind of coming forward. We get an ad for Rocket Raccoon number 1 by Scotty Young. And he's like, "The hell with you. To hell with you for making me kill you. I never even liked Oklahoma." And Mjolnir comes flying in from off panel with a whoom. And she's like, "Flaming hammer? What?" And she sees where the hammer came from, and it's Thor, and he's kind of got a smoldering as well. And he's like, "Oh, flaming Thor." And we have Thor, his hammer returns to him, and he's kind of jumps down. And he's going, "Hargh!" Next page, we actually cut to the future sometime. It says, "Many hammer blows later." And we have flying horses, and you got it like the Asgardians look like they're escorting away the Roxxon flying factories, and they're leaving. And Thor is standing on top of, I don't know, because there's no mountains in Oklahoma, Lord knows where he's standing. He's on the ground, I guess. And Hogan comes,
"We've captured many trolls, my prince, but King Ulic has fled."
"Keep searching, good Hogan, and find me Dario Agger."
And we shift to the crowd of the, you know, townspeople, and I guess the Asgardians are helping and, you know, trying to get all the people to safety. And we see Dario Agger here in his human form.
"Oh, thank God you're here. It was horrible. There were trolls killing everyone. They slaughtered my lawyers. They even took my clothes."
And we cut back to Roz and Thor, and it's like,
"The townspeople are okay. Some were injured, but no one died. I'd call that a miracle."
"No, Roz Solomon, this is not how miracles look."
And he's kind of looking out over the town, and it's pretty devastated. And we have some captions here.
"In what was once a town called Broxton, the God of Thunder looks out on his work and weeps. And where his tears fall, nothing will ever grow again until the end of time. While at the end of time, in what was a world called Earth, Thor, the King of Asgard, is surprised that he still lives." And we have, King Thor waking up, and we see the apparently dead hand of Galactus. We see that Thor is bleeding, King Thor is bleeding, and his blood drops on the ground, and it kind of sizzles as it hits the ground. "And where the drops of god blood fall, the dead rock drinks deep, and lo, the earth has blood of its own again."
And so we have, like, where the drips of blood fell, there's, like, plants growing. And all of a sudden, King Thor is sitting in the middle of this field of these little red flowers. And we see the Girls of Thunder kind of coming up and, just to see him, see how he is, I guess. And old man Thor's like, "Blessed Mother." And the caption says, The last day of Midgard, it would seem. We'll have to wait until another tomorrow. Next issue, The Final Fate of Broxton. And that is Thor, God of Thunder, number 23. And of course, I'll have a few comments to make about this issue right after this.
Star Trek. Comic books. Mythology. Video games. Toys. Star Wars. Just about any geeky topic you can think of could be covered on the Hammer Podcast, presented by two true freaks. Come join me, Gene Hendricks, for whatever my disjointed mental processes can come up with. And be careful, or you might just learn something before we're done. The Hammer Podcast is available monthly, both on its own iTunes feed and at twotruefreaks.com.
And we're back. So, Thor God of Thunder number 23. Got a question here. I mean, so we see at the end of the issue that Dario Agger has changed back to his human form, and he's kind of, you know, getting away, you know, saying, oh, my, the trolls, it was terrible. You know, the people in town know damn well who he is. So it's kind of wondering, how is he getting away with this? Because I would think that at least one or two people around is like, hey, that's that Roxxon guy, you know, and so everybody would know who he was. So, I mean, it's obviously an excuse to have him get away, and, you know, he'll be back at some point, and, you know, maybe in the Girl Thor series. I don't think he has time to come back in this one. And so it's kind of an odd off note here in this series as we're kind of bringing Thor God of Thunder to a close. Yeah, it's interesting, this whole Necro-Thor idea, with old man Thor actually killing Galactus, if that's indeed what happened. And I think he's kind of right. I mean, killing Galactus is kind of a really bad idea, even if it is going to protect the Earth. Thor, old man Thor, at least, seems to have, you know, fairly poor judgment. the story has made it sound, as far as what Jason Aaron has told us before about old man Thor and the way he rules, he makes a lot of really bad decisions. And Thor, of course, blames himself for the death of the Earth, having made, I guess, bad decisions in the past. And I don't know if killing Galactus is going to make it better or if it's going to compound issues. Now, we're going to find out next issue, I guess, more about what's going on, because, of course, we have the epilogue, and we're going to see, I guess, some of the fallout, I suppose, from young Thor's actions against Roxxon and also against old man Thor's actions against Galactus. I mean, I think once you've picked up the Necro Sword, it's not so easy to get rid of. I mean, that's kind of the idea of Gore the God Butcher, is that it kind of took him over. And so, you know, could this take Thor over? Is that why he, you know, became unworthy? I don't know. I mean, this is just something that we'll find out. And I have to admit, I haven't read ahead at this point. I usually have my first bash at the book, you know, right after the new show was released, and a few days to think about, you know, how I'm going to cover it. And sometimes I just have to do it cold because I don't have time to actually read it. And that's kind of what happened this week. Writing on the whole, generally pretty good. Once again, I think that, you know, this has been a pretty strong series of issues. It's, you know, at least more compelling than some of the stuff we've seen from Jason Aaron. Not quite as strong as some of the prior issues, but once again, they're kind of wrapping up the story. And again, I've already kind of complained about how Dario Agger manages to escape. I don't think that was necessarily the best way to write it. Art is somewhat better as well. Remember, I said last time that the art suffered from a lack of backgrounds. And in this case, it's not quite as bad. You actually do have some backgrounds, not a lot of them. There's still kind of a focus on just one or two figures in the front, but at least I think there was more of an effort made in this case. One other thing I noticed, and that is, you know, that kind of, you know, the goats have died, whatever, but that's what the goats do. And I can only assume that they'll be back, and hopefully the Girls of Thunder thought of that. But, of course, you know, what Thor used to do is he used to kill his goats, eat them, put the bones in a bag, and then
they would come back to life. He'd bring them back to life in the morning. And the goats get killed. Well, what do? Well, you eat them and put the bones in a bag, and then they come back in the morning. It doesn't seem to matter how they die, does it? I mean, I don't know from the myths that it really matters. But it's just a few thoughts. Anyway, so that is about it for this week. And once again, folks, thanks very much for listening. Now, don't forget, we do have a Lee Kirby tribute show on the way at some point, and we'd love to hear from you. If you have particular opinions about the Lee Kirby run, you can email them to the show, radiofreeasgard@gmail.com, and you can also even send it to me personally. I post it on Facebook. I would love to hear from people. We already have one contribution that we'll be reading out, and hopefully we'll have more, because I really would love to hear from everybody out there. And with that, I'm back over the Rainbow Bridge, back to Midgard, and we'll see you next time here on Radio Free Asgard. You have been listening to Radio Free Asgard, a production of Tom Harris USA Productions, which is totally responsible for its content. The Mighty Thor and all associated characters are mostly copyright Marvel Comics. The stories presented are done so for educational, review, and entertainment purposes only. No ownership is implied. The silly voices, however, well, they're all me. Musical selections from Eden, the Invincible Sword of the Elfsmith, are copyright Mots Vent and are used with permission. If you like what you've heard on the show, we hope you'll leave us a review on iTunes, tell your friends, or even join our Facebook group. We really love hearing from our listeners, and we appreciate all of your support. Thanks once again very much for listening to Radio Free Asgard.